Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Midori Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And this is kind of a rough week for America, historically speaking. The third week in November is all about Thanksgiving, of course. But 45 years ago, the holiday planning was obliterated by a shocking event.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
I do solemnly swear,
that I will faithfully execute.
Listen, that scratchy, barely audible sound is the only record we have of a transition of power that November 22, 1963, Lyndon Johnson, the vice president, taking the oath of office as president. A transition of no transition, as we reflect on this long moment of anticipation for our new president, Barack Obama, made me think of Lyndon Johnson and those horrible days after JFK was killed. Johnson was never a match for the man from Camelot, yet Lyndon Johnson had to make that most abrupt of transitions during Thanksgiving 1963. As he speaks before a joint session of Congress, his voice is tentative, humble.
All I have, I would have given gladly not to be standing here today. An assassin's bullet has thrust upon me the awesome burden of the presidency.
And the very next day, November 28th, he spoke to the American people.
All of us have lived through 7 days that none of us will ever forget. A great leader is dead. A great nation must move on.
This Thanksgiving Day address had the explicit mission of comforting a nation in mourning, a nation that had been tested. LBJ speaks here of a common sacrifice for a common purpose.
If all Americans could spend their fortunes and could give their time and spend their energies helping our system and its servants to solve your problems instead of pouring out the venom and the hate that stalemate us in progress.
Sound familiar? Johnson particularly wanted to enlist the media to help in this national healing.
Let them reflect upon their responsibilities to bind our wounds, to heal our sores, to make our society well and whole for the tasks ahead of us.
Think of it. Big ideas, a tall order from a president who had no transition team and no time to wait, just a Thanksgiving week's pause to reflect, and then back to work.
Our system has passed, you have passed, a great test. You have shown what John F. Kennedy called upon us to show in his proclamation of this Thanksgiving, that decency of purpose, that steadfastness of resolve, and that strength of will which we inherit from our forefathers.
Johnson left office in 1969 with a record of legislative victories for major social programs unmatched by any president in the latter half of the 20th century. Work that began that strange transitional Thanksgiving week 45 years ago.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.